We heard about the Israelites complaining. Talked about that before several times. And at this point, you know, Moses prayed for the people who were being injured because of their bad decisions. Make a seraph and mount it on a pole. And whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. You know, so you have the image there of something that actually could be helping the Israelites. And deeper is to look at Jesus Christ, right? That he was going to be lifted up on a cross to help people, to save people. Then we had Jesus on this very deep conversation with the Pharisees. And really, if you dive into it, you're kind of looking into the Trinity. And this section is especially between God the Father and his Son. And eventually, you'll hear some things in John and later in Acts about how the Holy Spirit kind of, quote unquote, enters the story, enters the stage, if you will. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me." The best gifts that we have today is that we see this today at Mass, don't we? I mean, as a priest, you lift up the body of Christ. You lift up the blood of Christ, which is more than anything that the Israelites could see or the disciples to see. And we have a great gift even the next 40 hours to look at our Savior with Eucharistic adoration, to welcome people to come to see our Savior, to spend time with him, to seek out our hearts or our complaining or what we need. Again, we're in the best place in history because we know the story of Jesus. Let's ask today at our Mass especially to pray for our brothers and sisters. We have many people come tonight, that we can welcome other people and to know the option to be with our Lord, I am. To pray for our churches, our school, those that are poor and sick, in our Diocese of Duluth.